Mashkura, who would be grateful for his work? The person he did the work for. If you did the work, your work because of humanity, one thing will be grateful for you. Archimedes, we continue to mention his name. Newton, we continue to mention his name. We are grateful for them. That is all. Because when they were doing it, they didn't say they are doing it because of God. So God cannot be grateful for him. Here it is very important for us to know what we are talking about. Look, you have a wife. It's your wife. Then she is cooking in the kitchen. You see her putting a lot of effort trying to cook a special dish. Then you, when you finish, sir, why are you cooking a special dish? Sir, don't you know today is your bad day? Will you be happy or not? You'll be happy. What if she was cooking that special food? Why? No, I just want to cook this special dish. Then later on, you came to know that her own brother is coming. That's why she devoted so much time to cook it. And she has never done that for you. Even if you are going to eat that food, you will not be pleased. Because she has never done that for you. So whoever you did work for is the one that will be grateful for your work. So in our amal bin niyat. So if you are doing the work because of Allah, wasa'ila fa'ayaha. And every work has the striving it deserves. If it's Salah you are going to do, you have to make ablution, stand upright, do it like he said to be done. Then Allah will be grateful that you have done what he asked you to do. كلن نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا. Allah is telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, you see this word that I've been talking to you about. من كان يريد العاجلة أجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد. You do see him? He's on one ground. Do you see this other person I was talking to you about? ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها. All of them, they get their reward. Who gives their reward? Who gives their reward? That's what Allah is saying. Kullan numiddu. All of them, we are the one that will extend to them the reward they are looking for. Ha'ulai, these ones. Ha'ulai, and those ones. And where do we get the reward for? From min ata'i rabbik. From the gift of your Lord. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ma kana ata'u rabbika, O Prophet, ma kana ata'u rabbika, the gift of your Lord, mahzura, is never restricted. Here, a person, a farmer, is praying, O Allah, bring us rain. I want rain, so that this my crop can be good. I want to have plenty of harvest this year, so that I can have a lot of profit. That's what he prayed for. Even though he doesn't call Allah, he came to this world because of who? Allah. So Allah will bring him the rain. The other one is calling for Allah. Oh Allah, I want rain for me to thank you for the rain, to drink out of it, to farm, to thank you for farming with the water, to have my harvest, to give my zakah out of it, to be grateful to you, to use it to feed because of Allah, to worship you because of that. They are two different people now. The two of them are asking for the same thing, but they are two different people. Kullan numiddu. Allah said, all each of them, this one, this is what he wants, I give. what he wants, I have. Ma indakum yanfadu. So because what is with you is finishing, you need somebody to continuously fill it up. When you say imdad, it's like something that you have, you are looking for madada, you are looking for something to replenish what is going, or to increase it for you. That's why Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he says, I don't agree that my student should go to any sheikh that is not of this tariqah to seek for spiritual increase. I'm his father. I have everything. Where does he want to go? Physical increase, you can go. You want to learn Quran, learn anywhere. Hadith, learn. Science, learn. But your soul is from me. I know about it. Keep it. Don't mess up with it. Kullan numiddu. Ha'ulai, these ones that are looking for only the worldly, ha'ulai, and this one that are looking for the hereafter, or the worldly and the hereafter, min ata'i rabbika, O Prophet, from the gift of your Lord. Wa ma kana ata'i rabbika mahzura. The gift of your Lord is not restricted. This is where Muslims should stand up and look for this worldly material. Because Allah did not restrict it. Why are you restricting it? No, I'm a man, and because of that, I will not work. I'm a man, and because of that, I will not teach. I'm a man, and because of that, I don't want to work for any government. If you don't want to work for government, you don't want to work for anybody. Are you working for Allah? If you are working for Allah, don't ask anybody for anything. Everything will come to where you are. Kullama dahala Zakaria alayha mihrab wajada indaha rizqan. Whenever Zakaria goes to where Sayyidina Maryam is, he meets Maryam with food. If truly you are working for Allah 100% and you are sure, your food will come to you. But are you sure? So don't say you are not working for government. You are not working, you tie your turban, you sit down, and then when somebody does not give you, you are annoyed. Yes. Sayyidina Ali, nobody has knowledge in this community of Islam more than him after the Prophet. Nobody. First Islam says, Annal ilmu wa ali babuha. I am the knowledge that has been talked about. First Islam said, he is the knowledge that has been talked about, because he is the Quran. And Ali is the dog. This Sayyidina Ali. But Sayyidina Ali will stand up in the morning, go and walk the work of laborer for a Jew, get money, come back in the day, feed his family, give gift out of it, give sadaqah out of it. To the extent that Allah will talk about him, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. This is Sayyidina Ali. That's why you see our ulama, like Sheikh Abdul Fatih, had a very big farm. Because when all of them, they went to Sheikh, they found out that Sheikh had the largest cotton and granite farm in Kola. Till today, his children are not able to farm what Sheikh himself was farming, put together. Sheikh Garibochi was trading in transport, trading in lands, trading in property. Till today, they don't sit down. There is something they are doing. If you don't know how to trade, like Sheikh Ibrahim Yari said, farming, liman yusinha. Farming is for those that can do it well. If you don't know how to do it, go and work for somebody. Like us, we don't know how to do it. We are working for the government. We are called civil servants. Kullan numiddu. Ha'ulai wa ha'ulai min ata'i rabbik wa ma kana ata'i rabbika mahzura. The gift of your Allah is not restricted. Everybody that came to this world, it is for him. You believe in Allah, you don't believe in Allah, he brought you, he invited you. The gift is for you. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ma min yomin yuzbahu fihi ibadullahi illa malakani yad'uwani." There is no day that you will wake up except there are two angels praying. Allahumma iti munfikan khalafa. One angel will be saying that. Oh Allah, anybody who stands, replace it for him. The other one will be saying, Allahumma iti mumsikan talafa. Anyone that withholds without giving, oh Allah, give him property. When you give, Allah is going to give you in that. Kullan numiddu. And don't be afraid. One day the Prophet was giving out gifts, somebody came and said, "Ah, Prophet, be careful." Then somebody just, one of them said, "Anfik wala taksha min zil arshi iklana." Just spend, no Prophet. Why? No. He said, "This is what I like." So all the time, let us know that Allah is the one giving. He does not restrict his giving. What you are asked to give, you are not asked to give to the one you love. You are asked to give to everyone that deserves to be given. Allah is asking us to do justice. Inna la yamuru bil adli wal ihsan. One day Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he normally likes to wait in the night until he gets somebody who will come and he will take him as a guest and feed. This man came. And immediately he saw the man is a mushrik. The man asked him to stay in his house for a night. He said no. So the man turned and was going. As the man was going, Allah is what? Send the message. "Oh Ibrahim, how come a person comes to you and you send him away? This man, I created him, he does not worship me. He has denounced me. But since he has been in this world, I have never denied him his food for once. Just because you want to force somebody to your religion, and only what he wants from you is just for one night, you deny him?" And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam quickly came out and ran in the direction of the man. He saw him and said, "Please, I'm sorry, come back." "What happened?" "Said, Allah talked to me just now about you." The man said, "Allah," he said, "Allah talking to his loved one about somebody that does not care about Allah? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Ibrahim Rasulullah." So whatever is for human beings that is meant for them, give them. Don't hold it. This is Allah talking. Everyone he will give. Because maybe your giving can tie him down not to do evil to you. Maybe your giving can change his heart to come to your side. Maybe your giving can draw mercy from Allah to you. وَمَا كَانَ أَتَاهُ رَبِّكَ مَهْزُورًا. The gift of Allah is not restricted for you to say, "Okay, if I give this one, I will not have again." This is meant for, these young workers, these people that have gone to the university. They believe that if they give, that's all, they will not get again. There is a position, it's a registrar. It has to be given to a Muslim. Because if we don't give it to a Muslim, a Christian, these are not the issues. Who deserves it? How do you know that if you will look for sincerely who deserves it, you will not turn out to be a Muslim? How do you know? How do you know that if you find out the person may come out even not to be a Hausa man, not to be a Muslim, and yet he will do the work that others before him has never done? How do you know? مَا كَانَ أَتَاهُ رَبِّكَ مَخْزُورًا. The gift of Allah is not restricted to only those who worship him and those that don't worship him. Let us all strive to do justice.
انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا.
انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا. Allah تبارك وتعالى is telling us something here that is difficult and is easy. He said, "Oh Zor, look. كَيْفَ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. How we have made some of them to be more virtuous than the other. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَبْدِيلًا. The hereafter, the virtuousness and the great are far more distinct and far more apart and far more plenty. The positions are much more plenty and the distinctions are far more apart. Here, when Allah said, "Unzur," what is Unzur? Look, are you seeing? Allah is the one that asking you to say, you must see. Even if you don't see, you have to strive to see. Allah said, "Unzur." Where do you see? In your heart. All the things that Allah has been talking about, because for the past 14 verses, Allah is just telling us, see this. He's drawing our attention to have faith in what he wants to come and tell us. He's now saying, "Unzur, look, كَيْفَ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. How we have made some of them to be more virtuous than the other. Who is more virtuous? He did not tell us. Who is less and is not as virtuous? He did not say. But he made sure that he tells us what is akhirah, this hereafter that you are talking about. أكثر تبديلا أكبر تبديلا والآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تبديلا. Hereafter has much more distinct positions and far more apart, and the virtuousness distinction between virtuousness is much more here. In this world, everybody Allah has made to be virtuous in one way or the other. That's why Allah said, "Unzur kayfa fattarna ba'dahum 'ala ba'din." Any work you are doing, do it well. If you take a mechanic, for example, if he knows how to repair his vehicle well, and he does it well, and he's honest, everybody will be looking for him. He may be in Kaduna, everybody will be taking vehicle to there. Which means, in that particular line, he is more virtuous than you because you don't know how to do the job. In other places, Allah said, لِيَتَّخِذُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. For one of us to take the other as his servant. No matter how big you are, somebody will take you as a servant. Sayyidu kum khadimuhu. Buhari is our president, he's our servant. You can see he's already getting free since he became president. He has to run here, run there, fight this, fight that, on behalf of who? On behalf of us. The minister is your servant. The liberal is your servant. You too, the work you are doing, you are serving others. That's what Allah said, all the people for Dana Badum and Abadim. Where you are working, the people you are working for, they are the one that are employing you. When you also go out now, you meet a medical doctor in the hospital, you are the one employing him. Because without you, he does not get paid. وَلَا الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَبْدِيلًا. Here Allah is using the word Akbar, Akbar, because we are talking of the stage of Islam and Iman. When he goes to, we go to Isan, he would hear it, Ahsana, Ahsana. So we should try to be looking at this. Allah is drawing our attention. For the past 14 verses, he's been drawing our attention. Laylan, Wanaharan, look at this chariot that he has destroyed. Quran itself, he hadn't let here aqwam. He's drawing our attention, before he will now tell us what we should do to get to all these positions.
لا تجعل مع الله إلهًا آخر فتقعد مذمومًا مخذولا.
لا تجعل مع الله إلهًا آخر فتقعد مذمومًا مخذولا. Therefore, after all I have told you, إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرًا كبيرًا. وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. وأن الإنسان يشر دعاه بالخير وكان الإنسان. All this that I've been telling you is enough for you to know that whoever is telling you this, he knows about the firmament, he knows about the earth, he knows about you, he knows about everybody. Therefore, لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر. Don't set up any deity with Allah, including yourself. If you do that, do you know the end result? Fatak Uda. You are going to end up sitting down. You will not be able to stand up again. Mazmuman, blameworthy. Makhzulan, abandoned. When does this happen? When you don't rely on Allah, you rely on something else, and finally you fail. When you go home, you sit down alone. In sorrow, you are thinking, I bribed, I did this, I did that, I did that. Who is blaming you now? You are the one blaming yourself. That's Fatak Uda. When somebody is in serious sorrow, he's sitting up alone. You pass in front of him, he doesn't know somebody has passed in front of him. Makhzulan, abandoned. Nobody cares about him at that time. But if he had held to Allah from the beginning, and what he looked for, he did not get it. So, Alhamdulillah ala kulli halin. Wa'awzu billahi min hali ahli nari. Allah did not give me this because there is something better for me. Who told you that something that a cat that fits somebody else will fit you? Who said that? Who said that a profession that fits somebody else will fit you? Everybody, I want to be doctor. I want to be architect. Just because you saw the person there has money. Who told you that money is the end result of everything? That's what Allah is telling us here. La tajal ma'allahi ilahan akha. Whatever you are looking for, day and night, do as like Allah has asked you to do. And believe in Allah. Don't bring anything and bring it close with Allah. Even yourself. If not, you will fail, and at the end of the day, you will be blameworthy and you will be in one place in sorrow. Abandoned. So this brings to conclusion of what Allah has been talking about since Inna Hazal Qur'ana, to draw our attention. He is going to continue now for the next 17 verses, tell us, we directly, the Prophet should tell us, what should we do personally? And he will mention about 25 different characters or 25 different affairs that we should take care of and do or not do.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا وإما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كليهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واحفظ لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. Here, these two verses that Allah said, we'll look at it and see how did Allah start to talk to us. وَقَدَيْ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Allah has ordained أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا, that you should worship none إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, but him alone. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and that to your two parents you should be excellent in character. وَإِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ, if a time comes that any of them attains old age with you, ahaduhuma, whether one of them, aw kilahuma, or the two of them, fala taqul lahuma, don't go to any extent of reprehension to even say to them, oh. Wala tanharhuma, don't try to put them off you. Wa qul lahuma qawlan karima, try to talk to them with speech of noble people. Talk to them like noble people should be talked to. وَعَفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الزُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, and lower the wing of compassion to them. وَعَفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الزُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُرْ رَبِّ إِرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And what should you be saying? You should be going back to Allah that trained you in the real sense of it. As a Rabb, who Allah that has trained me, my Lord. Irhamhuma, look at the two of them before me. Have compassion and mercy on both of them. Kama rabbayani sagiran, like they trained me and educated me when I was young. This verse is talking to everybody, because this verse is not alone. You have to look at it with the one in Surah Al-Baqarah, the one in Surah Nisa, the one in Surah Ali Imran, the one here now, the one in Surah Ankabut, the one in Surah Surah Ahqaf, and the one in Surah Luqman. You have to look at all of them together. All of them are talking about parents. Why is Allah, whenever he is going to talk of وَقَدِي رَبُكَ لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, he shouldn't worship other than any himself, he will bring parents' ministry. وَأَكِمُوا صَلَاتَ وَآتُوا زَكَاتَ, he doesn't separate them. وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, he doesn't separate them. Here, Allah said, وَقَدِي رَبُكَ لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِيَّاهُ, Allah has ordained that you worship none but him. He didn't talk about shirk here, because he tied with negativity. Allah ta'abudu, don't even worship anything. Illa iyyahu, except him. Wa bil walidayni ihsana, and to your parents, be good. In another place, in Surah Al-Baqarah, said, wa iza khazna min bani Israila, Allah ta'abudu illa Allah, wa bil walidayni ihsana, wa zil kurbe wal yatame wal masakini, wa kulu lin nasi husnan, wa akimu salata, wa atu zakata, ثم تواليتم الا قليلا منكم انتم موردون. There is what he said. Be good to your parents and talk nicely to people. Stand up and say your salah. Give zakah. But the children of Bani Israel, they turned their back. Just like it happened at the beginning of this surah. You people don't do that. In Surah Al-Isra, he said, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب وصاحب الجنب وابن السبيل وملكة إيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. There again, Allah listed things that you should do and what you shouldn't do. Worship Allah. You see, here he starts with establishing. In this surah, he starts with negative. Allah ta'budu illa iyyahu. Because he just said here, wa'budu Allah, worship Allah. So that you don't go and think that you can worship anything else. وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Don't bring anything close to Allah where you should put Allah. Then وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Then your parents, be nice to them. وَذِي الْقُرْبَى, and all those that are close related to you. وَالْيَتَامَى, and the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينِ, and the indigent. Then والجاري ذي القربى والجاري الجنبي وصاحب الجنبي وابن السبيل. Then at the end he said he doesn't like anybody who is honestly haughty and proud. All this that is mentioned here is going to be repeated here now and put together. In Surah Al-An'am, Allah said, قل تعالوا, Prophet, tell them, let them come. أتلوا ما حرم ربكم عليكم, what your Lord that actually is the one who is educating you has made forbidden to you. Allah tushriku bihi shay'an, that you should not associate any partner with Allah. Wa bil walidayni ihsana, and that parents, you should be nice to them. Wa la taqtulu awladakum min imlakin, don't kill your children out of poverty. Na narzukum wa iyyahum, because we are the one feeding them and feeding you. Wa la taqrabu fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan, don't come close to any obscene acts of fornication or zina. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. He mentioned all this. All this, it will be repeated here now. But what of the situation where you have parents who are not worshipping Allah? وَوَسِيلَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, he said, وَوَسِيلَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَهَنًا عَلَى وَهَنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أن يشكر لي ولوالديك إليه المسير. وإن جاء أباك ألا تشرك بما ليس لك به علم فتأتيهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا واتبع سبيل من أناب إليه. If on the other hand you a child, you are at the level of a child, your parents, be nice to them. While your mother وَهَنَنْ عَلَى وَهَنِنْ, he carried you in difficulty upon difficulty. وَبِثَالُوا بِعَمِنْ, he had to breastfeed you and wean you after 2 years. Therefore, be thankful to me that gave you your mother to do all this for you, and be thankful to your parents. Here he is mentioning mother. In another place he said, وَسِنَا بِنْسَانَ بِوَالْدَيْهِ حُسْنًا
حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأعمل صالحا ترضيه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. Here again, there is no sign that you are big enough to take your parents with you to look after them. But you are big enough to be expecting offsprings. So Allah is telling you, even if your parents are not Muslims, treat them nicely. But what are the places Allah is saying? لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو عشيرتهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وآتاهم به روح منه. Allah is also saying in another place, you will not find people that believe in Allah and day of judgment, يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون giving love. يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله giving love to people that have taken of the part of Allah and the Prophet, they have gone astray of that part. وَلَوْ كَانُوا أَبَاءَهُمُ First of all, they did drop if they are your parents. أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمُ or your children. أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمُ or like that. So what is, how do you put this together? Love is different from being good. You don't love a mushrik, but you are supposed to be nice to him. Why? Because God created him. It's a property of God. That's what Allah is saying here. وَقَدْ يَرَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. There is something here that is not in these other verses. وَإِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ. If one of them, أَحَدُهُمَا وَكِلَاهُمَا, or the two of them, attain old age, kibar, and they are with you, which means you are old enough to put your, even your parents now in your own house. This is encouraging us to marry early. Inside this statement, we have been encouraged to marry early. If you don't marry early, how can you grow to the extent that your parents are now elderly? You have to now keep them in your house. In the other place, he was encouraging us to be nice to our parents and to be praying. Rabbi awzini an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. He is praying that Allah, give me the power to be able to be grateful to you, to be grateful to my parents. And ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa amala salih tad'ahu wa asli fi zurriyati. And these children that I'm just having now, Allah, make them to be good children. Because your parents, when you are growing up, initially you don't see anybody as great as them. You see them as the greatest people. You see your mother coming every day, kneeling down to greet your father. Your mother, you are always closer to your mother, more familiar with your mother. But your father is always out. Your mother comes, greet your mother, your father comes, your mother goes, greet him, respect him. So you think he is the biggest person. But if you are lucky, you have a good father that can educate you, what will he do? He will take you to a malam, put you in his hand, like the mother of Imam Malik does. Go to this man, learn his knowledge and learn his character. And look at how did Allah start it. وَقَدَيْ رَبُّكَ. He was talking to who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is the one that ordained it. So, to who? To the Prophet. And here he didn't say وَقَدَ اللَّهِ رَبُّكَ. Why? Because he is talking to the one that is the most educated person in the creation. أَتَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَسَلْتَ عَدِيبِي. Allah trained me, and how good was his training, excellent training he gave me. The same thing. So when you see your parents now take you to a malam, and you see they themselves, whenever they come to the malam, they pay respect, they kneel down. Sometimes you tell your parents, I want to do this first, to go and tell your malam. Before he used to just tell you, do this, don't do this. Your children now know that there is somebody above you. Who is he? The person representing the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The manam. Al-ulama wa rasatul anbiya. If this malam has another malam, whenever the case is mother, he said, wait, let me take you to my malam. Like Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, whenever one of you has problem, don't sit, come to me. I will tell you the solution. If I don't know the solution, I will take it to the person higher than me. Because a teacher does not sit down until he gets to be a professor. Then he sits down now, and he will be taking rules from where they are taken. What's a professor? Somebody that prophesizes. The same thing, a madam does not sit down until he gets to a stage where he's seen the prophet. If he has a question, his madam is gone, he can now ask the prophet. But if he has not gone to that stage, he should seek for another madam. That's how it is. Not until you sit down. If you start preaching, who asked you to preach? You cannot say. No, you went to school, you learned, then I have a certificate that I'm preaching. Who gave you permission to preach? That's different between us and others. You will find some of us, you think you don't have any knowledge, but your mother will call you, as from today, I ask you to go and be doing this. When you go, you find Allah will assist you. Because he's saying it with authority. Himself, he was given the authority. The person that gave him authority was given authority. That's how it goes up to the prophet. So you find that spiritual light is there. He's the one assisting you. When you now sit down, you know yourself, I was not up to this. But because my mother has said so, I'm doing it and I can see the result. Any of them, they have gotten to the age that you have to look after them. They are now before you. Why is this said? Because as a person, it's not easy for you to respect somebody and yet he does things that you don't approve of. It's not easy. When your father was in his 80 days, he is strong. He does not need you. You are the one actually asking from him. Your father is at the age of 50, 60, he's still strong. Anytime, you are the one who will go, you will even do good to him without anybody saying, because you want something from him. Then suddenly, he's retired. He doesn't have work again. He's taking pension. The pension is no more enough. Then he's getting sick. He's getting weak. The brain is failing. The eyes are failing. The hearing is failing. You are worse like that. But in your own case, your father at that time had control over you, has more intelligence over you. So he can take care of you and also scold you. You, he's your father, you're supposed to respect him. Now he's doing things like a child. So, like Allah said it, مِنْ بَعْدِ ذُوْفٍ قُوَّةً وَمِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ذُوْفًا وَمِنْ بَعْدِ ذُوْفٍ again, شَيْبَةً. You are weak, he made you strong. After strength, you go weak again. After weakness, you even go old. Allah said he's one taking you through all these stages. At that time, if your child does not take time, you will do something and say, why is my father always doing this? That's what Allah is warning us. There was a day, a man was looking after the mother so much that he was not able to come to the prophet's place. By the time he finally came to the prophet, people told the prophet that this man's mother is dead. But he was so good to the mother. Prophet said, that's very good. Then they were asking the prophet, do you think that he has paid or he has been able to carry his work effectively? Prophet said, effectively? How? Whatever he says he did for the mother, taking the urine, taking the feces, waiting on him to eat. The mother did everything exactly like that when he was small. The child was small. But there is a difference. When the mother was there and he was small and the mother was attending to him, the mother was praying, Allah, let him live long. Allah, let him live long. When he is doing it to the mother now, he's waiting for when the mother is going to die. Look at the difference. There's a lot of difference. And to show you the importance of mother, look at Uwais al-Qarni. This big wali that the Prophet ﷺ sat down one day, he just turned and said, I'm getting the breath of Allah from this eastern side. Breath of Allah? He said, yes, there's a servant of Allah there. Everybody was looking. Who? He said, his name is Uwais al-Qarni. He cannot come to meet me because of his dutifulness to the mother. When Zachary was alive, he had a prophet alive, but he did not go to the prophet. Yet he was a Mu'min who is following the prophet. Where did he take his kalama shahada from? Where did he take his salah from? Where did he take his fasting from? Where did he take his zakah from? Then the Prophet said, he was once sick, and sickness left a mark on his forehead. This is how he is. This is length. This is height. He rears animals. You said now, Umar, one day you meet him. Said now, one day you meet him. If you meet him, beg him to pray for the two of you. The Prophet is the one asking his own companions to ask somebody else who is not a companion to pray for him. This is a hadith. You find it in the books of hadith. And they were not to see where's the Karni. Every day there is Hajj. Anybody comes from Karn in Yemen, they will ask, do you know Wes? Ah, we know Wes. Where is he? He's in Karn. He didn't come, he didn't come. Until one day, one of them said, he came this year, he is behind the mountain looking after animals. Because he does not have enough money to enter Makkah. He has to work for somebody before he can enter Makkah with his animals. Immediately, they were in tawaf. Sayyidina Umar caught his tawaf off. Sayyidina Ali, the same thing, went in search of Uwais al-Karni. By the time they met him, the way the Prophet described him, that's how they saw him. This is exactly how the Prophet described you. The way he knew you, is that the same way you knew him? Prophet? Who can know the Prophet? No, we know him. You? He said, you don't know him. Even Sayyidina Abu Bakr, even the son of Abu Kahafa, which means he knows Abu Bakr. All of you never saw anything of him except his shadow. The entire one is Sayyidina Umar. You are the one that says the Khalifa of people, of the community, be very careful. This, Sayyidina Umar was with him. Then, when he wanted to leave, he said, pray for me. I don't pray for anybody. Please. The Prophet is one who asked us to ask you to pray. If not, you said the Prophet said so. I would not have prayed for any of you. And he prayed. What stopped him from going to the Prophet? Dutifulness to his mother. So you cannot have an aged mother in the house who you have to feed, who you have to take care of, and you abandon him. You said you are going to visit Malam Dad. Stay with him. Even jihad, stay with her. Don't despise them. You don't want them to stay in your parlor. You don't want them to stay in your bedroom. You want them to stay somewhere else. Don't do that. Wakullahuma kaulan karima. When you say kaulan kariman, when you are talking to noble people, the way you address them, these are the most noblest people before you, after Allah and the Prophet. Talk to them like that. Oh, my mother, try to take your food. Oh, my mother, try to take this. Oh, my father, this thing you say you want to do, I don't think it's the best. Oh, my father, don't you see Sayyidina Ibrahim? Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, La Tabudu Shaytana. Oh, my father, addressing them it with nobility. Wa'afid lahuma janaha dhulli minar rahmati. Lower your wings of compassion to them. Let them see compassion from you. And then be praying, oh Allah, these people, they are now aged, they are now weak. Have mercy on them. This sickness that is in them, let it be short-lived. This sickness that is on them, let it not impair them. This impairment that is on them, let it not disturb them. The same way they used to care about me when I was small, oh Allah, care about them. This is salat, this is volume of book here, which means if you don't educate your children well, this prayer will not stand. Rabbi rahmuma kama rabbayani saghira. If you did not educate your children well, then this prayer, how does it come? Allah is telling you here, you parents, educate your children well. If you are poor, your children will never despise you because of that. Believe me. As long as they don't see you eating something else, whatever you are eating is what you give them, they will eat with you. Whatever you are wearing is what you are giving them, they will wear with you. But show them love, show them care. If you have money, pay for their education. If you have to buy seat for them, buy for them. Then when they say this prayer now, it will have a place. Irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. This is it. So let me Allah give us the strength, those of us that have parents, to be able to look after them. Sheikh Ibn Nias, he was quoting a hadith in this respect. He said, the Prophet one day, he came. He said, even now that I am afraid that people will rely on what I have said and do whatever they wish, I will accept that whoever is nice to his parents and was compassionate to his parents, just give him glad tidings that he's entering heaven. A woman that will take sadaki, her sadaki, and out of love give it back to your husband, or buy something and give it a sadaka, said, I will give her glad tidings that's entering paradise. A person that has large family and will set out to see how can I fend for them, I will say, give them glad tidings that they are entering paradise. There is another time, the Prophet ﷺ, he was on his minbar preaching. As he was going to climb, they heard the Prophet saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And he went and he did his khutbah. When he came down, people said, we heard him saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. We didn't know what it was. So it was Angel Gabriel that was praying. And I was answering, Ameen. He said, whoever the month of Ramadan meets, and he did not do good work for Allah to forgive him, if Allah takes him to hell, let him be pushed far deep into it. I said, Ameen. He said, whoever meets his parents, and his parents are elderly, one of them or two of them, and he did not do a good work enough for him to enter paradise because of that, when they are taken to hell, he should put fire inside. And I said, Ameen. He said, as you say Ameen, and I said, Ameen. He said, whoever hears that your name is being mentioned and he does not make salati on you, he is pushed into hell, let him push far. Prophet, say Ameen, and I said, Ameen. You see, three things that are put here together. Ramadan, making salati on the Prophet, and your parents. Look at the position of your parents. Therefore, be dutiful to your parents. If you are lucky, you still have your father and your mother alive, you can never do enough for them. If you are lucky, Allah has given you children, treat them very well. In another place, the Prophet said, assist your children to respect you. Assist your children to be obedient to you. How? You should never abuse the mother of any person in his presence. Any person, including your children. You don't abuse the mother of your child and you expect him to be happy. He may not be able to tell you anything, but he's not happy. Have patience because of the child. Give him what he needs that you have. If he does something wrong, don't always bring him to the public disgracing him. If you are treating him kindly, he will also find it difficult not to be dutiful to you. That's why Prophet says, assist your children to be obedient to you. So may Allah assist us with our children and our parents. Both your children and your parents, and it's like what you call loan. When you are training your children, it's loan you are giving them. Tomorrow they return part of it to you. That's why when Allah is distributing wealth, after a person dies, he gives to the father, he gives to the children. Then he ends up, he said, Aba'ukum wa abna'ukum la tadruna ayyuhumu akrab lakum naf'a. This is your parent that is training you today, giving you money, buying you biscuits, buying you chocolate, putting his hand on your head and shaking it, and even trying to build reserve for you when he dies. You don't know, this is your father. Is he the one more beneficial to you, or the child that you are going to give birth to? Because you don't know what will happen to you tomorrow, that you may be weak, your child is the one now taking you about. Which of them will be more beneficial? You don't know. That's why I say, Aba'ukum, your parents, wa abna'ukum, and your children, la tadruna, you don't know, ayyuhum akram lakum naf'a, who is among them is going to be more useful to you. So if you have children, even if you divorce the mother, be nice to the mother. Let your child testify that, look, you are nice to my mother. You don't know which of them is good and more useful to you. May Allah make our parents to be useful to us as our children are useful to us. And if you treat your children very well, it becomes وَالْبَاكِيَاتُ صَالِحَاتُ خَيْرُ إِنَّ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَهَيْرُ أَمَلًا. What remains after you is more that you should seek reward in and hope for. You take your children, they know how to recite Quran. If they go to your graveyard and they recite Quran for you, you have the reward. They make istighfar for you, it comes to you. They make sadaqah of the food that they know you like in your lifetime, they go and make sadaqah of it. It is as if you took that food and you make sadaqah, because it is love that the food you like, once in a while prepare it and make sadaqah with it. It's love that the food a person loves when he's no more in this world, your child should make sadaqah and give it out. Then he will tell us now how to also relate to other people that are surrounding. These are our parents. May Allah forgive all our parents, the ones that are past, the ones that are living. May Allah give them sustenance and make it easy for them to train us. May Allah also make it easy for us to appreciate the training they are giving us. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay.
One of us wants to know whether the following two things are removed. One, sitting down in the mosque doing nothing. Two, just looking at the Quran without reading it.
If you sit down in the mosque, even if you are just sleeping, you have reward.
No.
To start with, you are in the house of Allah. Two, you are not committing sin. To read the Quran, the first Latama, even when the Quran was not in people's hands, he used to say, read the Quran looking at it. And I have a mother who told me, said, they know they should pass without you looking at the Quran. Just looking at the Quran is a lot of gift from Allah. Because your eyes, whatever they look at, is either you are getting reward or you are sinning. Even if you don't know it. It's better for you to look at the Quran than to look at a naked lady. So looking at the Quran, of course, you have reward. Even if you don't know how to recite it, hang it, be looking at it. It's very rewarding.
This person wants to know whether one swallows saliva. You fast and still intact.
Saliva is no food. You are asked not to eat and drink. Saliva is no food, is no drink.
Please, is it true that if one is fasting and one sees one's blood, whether the fasting is still intact?
Blood.
For women, with blood. If a woman is fasting and menstruation comes, the fasting has come. She has to desist until later on. If a man is fasting and he gets injured and blood comes out, the fasting is on. Except if the blood is so much that it will get him to be dizzy, then he's allowed to break his fast.
This person wants to know whether the Holy Prophet there is not a Tariqa vessel. It's not an Islamist.
It's
just a Muslim and a prophet.
The Prophet ﷺ, saying this statement, he said it in ignorance, even though it's like abusing the Prophet. It's just like saying that the Prophet ﷺ never went to university. Which university will he go? This man is being taught by Allah through Angel Gabriel. Which university do you want him to go? Anybody you see that say I'm in such a mazhab is because he does not know the knowledge and he has to follow somebody. The Prophet taught his Sahabat. His Sahabat told the Tabi'in. The Tabi told the Tabi'u Tabi'in. And this is how it came to us. If somebody says no, since the Prophet did not go to university, I will not go to university. Did not do this, I will not do this. What he said is that any woman that comes to you and said, his father's name is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, accept it, don't ask him for his direct father. The first Laslama is a consummate. Everything is in him. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Nobody is like that. Today, if you say you want to study from the Father directly, you will go to hell. Because you're not going to the stage. It's a stage. It's a stage you get to where you learn from the prophet. Before that stage, you have to go behind the line until you come to him. He's not Surah al-Mustaqim. This is what you ask Allah. What did he tell you? He says, Surah al-Ladina and Amta alayhim. Oh Allah, guide me to the straight path. Is Allah you're taking the path? Allah says, okay. Ask me to guide you to the path of those before you. You are not new. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, he took the explanation from the Quran of Al-Ladina Anamta Alayhim. He said, Bina Nabi'ina wa Siddiqina wa Shuhada wa Salihina wa Hasna. From the prophets among them. Because it's a stage. You cannot just say, no, I will follow Allah. You have to follow a prophet. If the prophet is not in your time, you cannot just say, I'm following the prophet. You have to follow somebody who followed the prophet. Why did you think Allah gave you clearance? You think Allah is incapable of just making you to come to the world where you full grown? Don't be a lazy man and a foolish person. Grow! Follow a madam that teaches you today. Go and study Quran with somebody. He will tell you, follow a madam. Go and follow the madam. Then your mother will tell you, follow this tariqa, go and follow it. If you go there, a day will come, you are not in need of all of it. Because you have grown. You think Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz is in need of following Mazhab or Malik? But whoever is intelligent, the Imam that taught you at the beginning of your life, you don't throw him away. That's why all of them will still say, when they call their name, Al-Maliki, Al-Ash'ari, Al-Tijani. With respect to physical worship, I'm following the Mazhab of Malik. With respect to Tawheed, I'm following Ash'ari. With respect to the path of my soul to get to Allah, I'm following Tariqat Tijaniya. Anybody you see who nobody says, no, you don't have to follow, it's because he's lazy to learn. And he is too haughty to humble himself down to people. Do that. If you are humble, and you humble yourself, and you are studying, and you are worshipping Allah, like you find other people doing it, a day will come, you will ascend. So may Allah make us to understand it.
This person wants to know whether one misses Raka and Tarawih and does not pray the Baqarah, whether there is any consequence.
Tarawih is Nafila. If when you are starting the Tarawih, your intention was to say, for example, I will make 10 Raka of Tarawih. If this was the intention you made, and you now met 8, then you must give the 2 because you have made that intention. If your intention was just Tarawih, even if you only 2 rakah you did, you are crossing your Tarawih, you go. It's nafila. There's not like repaying back. But if you made the intention that you are going to pay 10 rakah of Tarawih, then you have to complete the 10 rakah.
Another person wants to know, these Muslims, the parents are Christians. If the parents die, he pray for them.
You can pray for what they leave behind. You can't pray for them. If there is a prayer you can do for them, is for you to be working nicely, doing righteous work, get close to Allah. Maybe that can assist them in the hereafter, being their child. Because we hear that the Rasulullah Abu Lahab was the uncle was so happy the day he was born that Suhaiba is a slave, he freed her. This is my brother Abdullahi that died, the wife has given birth. Even a boy, he was so happy he freed her. Even though he came to be a non-Muslim, I did not believe in the prophet, and he was very difficult against the prophet. On day of judgment, they said, every Monday when it comes, the punishment in hell will be reduced for him because of his being nice to the prophet for that one day. So if you know that you have parents who are Christians, one of the ways you can assist them is by struggling hard in this religion. If your position is high in day of judgment, it will reduce whatever punishment they are in. And if Allah says they will not be in punishment, you also don't know. But since you are not sure that are they going to heaven, are they are not Muslims, you don't know their state, where they did shirk or not, don't pray. Just leave it like that. But be doing good work in yourself, and wherever if they have children, be nice to their children, be asking Allah to do good to whatever he has left behind.
Somebody wants to know whether if he sins throughout his life and he asks for Allah for his forgiveness, will he be forgiven?
The Prophet told us of a story of a person who killed up to 100 people and Allah forgave him. So what will you do that Allah will not forgive? The day you realize that you have sinned, ask, where did the sun rise today? If you say the sun today rose from the east, know that the door of Tawbah is still open. Quickly make Tawbah. Allah will accept. Man Tawba, Tawba Allahu alayhi. May Allah forgive all of us. All of us are sinners. And the medicine, the remedy for sinning is istighfar. May Allah bless us with istighfar. And when we make istighfar, may Allah accept it. May Allah forgive all our repentance. May Allah forgive our parents, all of them. May Allah reward our ulama. May He reward all those that have assisted Islam in knowledge. May He reward the Prophet for us and his companions. May He bring peace to this country. May He assist our president to achieve the success he's looking for. May He give us patience to be able to see this success. May Allah bless each one of us in this Ramadan and grant us successes. Those of us studying, may Allah grant us success. Those of us working, may Allah elevate us in our work. Those of us that are trading, may Allah put blessing in our trading and give us good profit in our trading. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All those assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those working against Islam, may Allah weaken their effort. May Allah weaken them and make Islam above them. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghairil maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المبارك والخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق بالحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين